everyone. Let's get started with today's study session, Lead Pipe Inventory.
Good afternoon, Madam Mayor and Council Members. This study session on lead service line inventory is put together by Public Works Department. In this session, agenda to cover is new lead and copper rule revisions that came out in 2021. What those revisions meant for City of Blaine, our water systems. What is these rules entailed to as lead service line inventory? How public notifications were sent out? What is future plan for City to advance this task? And City's current testing program, water testing program. This task was started with the lead and copper rule revisions that were published by EPA. The revisions were published in January 2021 and they came into effect mid-December of 2021. The target of these revisions in the lead and copper rule were to eliminate lead from the drinking water systems. So everyone's after learning to this is, first question came is that what does these revisions meant for our water system or for our city? So as per the revisions, every state's water system have to develop a service line inventory by October of 16, 2024. And this was imposed in addition to our current monitoring and reporting program and any treatments that are going on as per the existing rules. Just learning about the overview, second question that came to mind is what is a lead service line inventory? So it is basically a data set that was developed and with the data set that identifies that what type of material is used for a water service line, both on the public side as well as the private side portion of the service line. So the public portion of the water service line is that connects water main to the water meter. And the public portion is that connects water meter further to the home or building. That service line also is abbreviated to LSLI will identify if the service line material is either lead, galvanized iron, non-lead, or unknown. So when we say unknown, that means it is how it is categorized in our inventory, that we are not sure if it's non-lead, lead, or galvanized iron. So to start the effort of developing our initial lead service line inventory, the city's public works staff was working with the consultants team since July 2023. We have completed our initial lead service line inventory after reviewing the information about the service line material that was available to digital records. We pulled information from our utility billing department, from meter IDs, and we compare that information to the tax assessor's database that was available for our city. After this comparison, in total, 386 water connections were identified, were investigated for these records, and it was determined that out of those, 1,457 were non-lead. Remaining 1,729 has been categorized as unknown. So, in lead service line inventory, unknown means that further data research or field investigations are required to make a final determination. Unknown category does not mean that they are confirmed lead. This initial inventory was submitted to the State Department of Health on October 9th, 2024. It is available for anyone to review at our second and third public-facing windows at City Hall. So following the submission of our initial data set to the Department of Health, second part of compliance is that whoever has been categorized as unknown should be notified by the utility. So we did that. But via letters to all the customers, residents who have been categorized as unknown. The letters were sent out that explained about this process a little bit, what can be expected in the future, and some mandatory health effect language that was provided by EPA guidelines. Public Works Department sent out these letters within 30 days of October 16, 2024. That was the deadline that was provided in initial rule revisions. Next, what can be expected after these public notifications and in coming years? As we said, that we have categorized almost 1,729 connections as unknown. So Public Works plan to address that, or future steps in this task will be that we will continue our effort with consultants to do a second digital data research so that we can refine our inventory. And when and as needed, field investigations will be done to determine so that we can remove all unknowns from our inventory and have a determination either they are non-lead or lead. Once that final inventory will be developed, and our target is to get the inventory completed from 2025 to 2027, as we identify any lead service lines in our inventory, a replacement plan will be developed to remove lead service lines from the water distribution system. This is also a part of the revisions that were issued by 2021, lead and copper rule revisions by EPA. Once we put together the replacement plan, that replacement plan needs to be submitted to the Department of Health for approval, and city have to make a plan, city have to act on that plan to remove lead service lines from its system within 10 years. As per the latest EPA regulations, those 10-year clock starts actually October of 2024. So water systems have October 2034 to achieve this task. So this was the overview of our City of Blaine Public Works Department effort to put together the lead service line inventory, where we are in the process, and what steps we are looking forward to. Next, we want to touch base on our city's existing water testing program, and Steve will be doing that. Thank you.
Good evening, Council. Currently, every 3 years, we select 20 older homes in the city and test for lead and copper in the house. This is the only test that we do, not in our distribution system, but actually in the house. And the idea behind that is the testing is to see how our water reacts to the plumbing in these older homes. And when I mean older homes, it's houses that have galvanized pipes and or copper with lead solder joints. So this next year we're going to be doing 20 houses. We've been collecting this data since 1999, over 3 years. And in that time, we've never had a single exceedance on the limits of lead copper. One of the points that I'd like to make for people is that our water has a high pH. It's base. It's not acidic. It does not react to metals. So that was the case in Flint, Michigan. They went from a higher pH water to a lower pH, and it started attacking the pipes. And that's, you know, we don't have that here. So I try and reassure people with that. That's all I have.
If
you guys have some questions.
Yeah. It wasn't clear to me in reading that idea how much the homeowner is responsible for him removing the right pipe. I know from the main to the water meters, it would be the city's responsibility, correct?
That is correct. And Wiggly, you want to
speak to that? Yeah. So from the water meter to the house.
Yes.
Is that the owner's responsibility?
So more clarity will be coming from EPA, but as per initial webinars, EPA is making the city responsible for all if there is lead.
So the city will be responsible for
that? Yes, from the first guidance. But we are requesting more guidance from EPA on this, that okay, if, because that's going to bump up the cost, and if grants and loans going to open up.
We have a rough estimate on the 1,400 or so unknowns Do we know, you know, maybe 10%, 15% highly likely, or is it completely unknown at this point?
Sure. The initial inventory was based on the year of home. It was just based on 1987, was when lead solder was banned. I mean, it doesn't have lead in it anymore. So that was our initial task, was to sort it by that year. So we're going to be doing more in the future.
Because it will be too soon to tell what percentage, but I guess in 2025, the region's gone past that total number. Because we see various discrepancies. I receive a lot of calls from homeowners, and I usually ask them that if they know when their home was built, and I'm getting calls from homeowners whose home was built 2000, 2004, so we see clear discrepancy there a little in the digital data search. So I guess 2025 effort will refine more on that.
Do we have any more questions? Have there been some homes where you've had a big problem as a result of these checks?
We've never had exceedance in all of our testing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're saying that our water is better than Flint, Michigan. So that's really good to hear. Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm quite proud of that.
Okay.
In our neighborhood, we have a lot of homes that were built around the turn of the century. Wouldn't they have had lead pipes at that point in 1900?
Never seen lead pipes in the house in the city. No. Galvanized is considered lead. So, but like I said, our water pH doesn't react to metal. So
are all the ones that are currently classified as unknown, are they going to be, you'll work on it and they will become known? Is that?
So we'll be working on 1,700 connections that are currently categorized unknown in coming years. Either a digital search that supports information, great. Otherwise, a few verifications are warranted, then we'll include investigations.
Is there something that would trigger an unknown home getting to the top of the list? Like, I know, like in some cases, if you know, someone wants to do a renovation or something, then all of a sudden the planning department says, okay, well, you were grandfathered in, but now you come to us about something, we have to actually check on this. Is there something that someone does that triggers a that them to get to the top of the list to check whether or not they've got the lead?
Like I say, we've never had it seen. There's we hand out kits to the homeowners that, like I said, only test into the house, and we want them to let the water sit in their pipes overnight and be the first draw out of there. Kitchen sink where they make coffee with in the morning, or whatever. That's the water we want to see sitting there, see if it reacts in the house.
So if there's no exceedance, do we put those down as non-lead, or is it still unknown?
This is a separate test.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with numbers and unknown.
Yeah, but it's just to show it's to give our customers some reassurance.
And if people from the city wanted to get those tests, could they get them through the city, or is there a place that they can order them if needed, if they felt it was needed?
So the city's water testing program have a criteria to be followed, and we can only test a certain number of sample sites. If they want to get their samples tested, like if a customer wants to get their water tested, we usually refer them to Edge Analytical. They do perform the lead testing, but it's customer's responsibility.
Is that something that we've ever notified our customers with in the mailings, right?
The question is, have we notified customers of
the opportunity to, it sounds like somebody could opt in to, hey, I'd sure like to find out if my home has that problem, and then they could be referred to, it sounds like there's a private company that they're currently referring to if it's not on the list to get done, so I'm just asking if in the monthly mailings with our utility bills, if we ever put in the thing, hey, you'd like to find out if your house that's before 1980, whatever it was, has lead, you can do testing through this company, it'll cost you $35. Like that kind of a bit of information, have we ever sent out anything like that to our customers? That might be something that we could consider sending out
Well, every year we mail out a consumer confidence report that has all the parameters of
wanted to just clarify a point. I think it's good for the council to know that today, as it exists, the service line from the meter to the home is the homeowner's responsibility. If EPA makes a final determination that the city shall replace those, then it will become our responsibility to replace that line. But today is the homeowner's responsibility from the meter to the house.
And let's say somebody bought a house and it's an old Victorian and we have that, there's no problem of us replacing all that pipes. That's exactly what you're saying, right? So if I come in there and I see it had all lead pipes and I'm like, oh crap. And do we have to go through some paperwork or something to say we're removing these red lead pipes and put it in writing that we've done this, for future reference?
So we would do that through the building permit process. They would need to get a building permit and through the plumbing code and other things, update the house. That's how we would approach it.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much, both of you. If there are no further questions, we will conclude this study session, and we will get back here in about 15 minutes.